This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. The former British ambassador to the U.S. believed President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of diplomatic vandalism against his predecessor Barack Obama, according to newly leaked diplomatic cables. The Mail on Sunday published Kim Darroch's May 2018 message days after he resigned and a week after the newspaper published other leaked cables. In the earlier memos, the diplomat described the U.S. leader as inept and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. In the cable, Darroch wrote that the Trump administration, in abrogating the Iran deal last year, is set upon an act of diplomatic vandalism, seemingly for ideological and personality reasons. It was Obama's deal. Darroch resigned Wednesday, saying his posting in Washington had become untenable with the disclosure of his cables. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are set to launch nationwide raids Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign is expected to focus on hundreds of families in nine major cities. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights and advising them not to open their doors for ICE unless the agents show a court-ordered warrant. Acting Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli told ABC News ICE agents are simply enforcing the laws that Congress passed.
They're loyal, they're compassionate, but they have a job to do, and it's a tough one and made a lot tougher when a lot of people in Congress throw the vitriol at them that they are just for doing their job and enforcing the laws.
The raids are expected to be well received by supporters of Trump's repeated promises to crack down on migrants living illegally in the U.S. Opposition Democrats have called the operation inhumane. This is VOA News. The National